This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. As the federal government considers whether to open a second immigration detention facility in Colorado, there are now a record number of people being held in ICE custody nationwide. That, according to researchers, more than 65,000 people are currently in immigration detentions, and almost half of them have no previous criminal record or pending charge. Researcher Austin Coker of Syracuse University says that more than 41,000 immigration arrests were made in October alone. Coloradans can now buy lottery tickets with their credit cards, that despite objections from the state legislature. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Colorado's Lottery Commission recently voted to allow credit card purchases and online sales. The decision comes after a bipartisan group of two dozen state lawmakers sent a letter to the commission warning the changes could increase the risk of problem gaming. Governor Jared Polis supports the new rules and says they'll make buying lottery tickets more convenient. Colorado lottery proceeds generally support parks, outdoor spaces, and conservation projects. More than two dozen states allow credit card purchases for lottery tickets. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Coloradans can cut down their own Christmas trees on some federal land starting this week. You do need a permit. Officials have maps of where you can take a tree from. Permits can be purchased online or at many Bureau of Land Management offices. The cost for each is around $10. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Have a great Sunday, and thank you so much for listening.